Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special edition of the Sports Opinion Show with Matt Alvarez. Of course, I'm your host, Roger Noriega, sitting in for Matt Alvarez. Apparently, he's having a connectivity issue, or more like they're giving him faster internet. So congratulations to Matt. He could be joining us at any time. For now, we're just going to get busy, folks. We are going and blowing. Of course, I'm the scorekeeper host, one of the hosts of the Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday program, which is on, you guessed it, Saturday. And we're on at 6 a.m. Pacific time on this very same channel. So Matt told me he needed to possibly cancel or have someone cover for him. And I said, dude, I'm in. Oh, and by the way, I'm in. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, has this been an incredible week when it comes to sports? I want to welcome Nick in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. As I mentioned, Matt is out for the time being. He might be able to join us soon enough, but if you have any news you want to share with us, by all means, let us know. In the meantime, we're just going to get down to it. For those of you that do listen to Sports Talk with the Guys, this was some weeks ago. We already called it. We knew what was going to happen. And we are just laughing ourselves silly. Yes, we are know-it-alls. Well, at least on this one we were. And the issue is with the NFL. We know the decision-making that went into why Ray Rice was given only two games at a time. It, you know, folks, when you want to draw back for a moment, you want to think about it in this way. It doesn't matter if there was a video or not. The man assaulted a woman. His fiance knocked her out. You don't need a video to make a judgment. A crime has been committed. It's called battery. The definition of battery is if you touch someone, that's battery. Doesn't matter if he tapped her, and you can take that as you so see fit, or slapped, slugged, punched, whatever. It is battery, and it doesn't matter if there's video or not. So, you're hearing stories that the NFL never saw the video because they were never given the video by the police. And the leak that was given to the AP was allegedly by police sources because they grew tired of Mr. Goodell, my namesake, Roger Goodell, basically telling everyone, well, you know what, we asked for it, we never got it. Police department got tired of it and said, oh, yeah, never got it. Well, let me show you. They showed the AP reporter. Well, I didn't show them, but they let them hear a voicemail. And I'm sure there's going to be some other confirmations that are going to be coming to light very soon. And several people that were at the hearing with Ray Rice basically said to the commissioner, I slugged her, knocked her out. Again. You don't need a video. Battery is battery. Now, in my Lieberman hat, as you know, I've done programs related to sports issues when it comes to labor law. There is a contract that's in effect with the NFL and the players. It's called a bargaining contract, memorandum of understanding. That's usually the book that talks about all the rules. And there are lots of rules that are written that the players and management agreed to abide by, in addition to federal labor law. Yeah, the Federal Labor Standards Act, we all know colloquially as FLSA, Federal Labor Standards Act. A lot of things you can do and a lot of things you can't do. And if you want to supersede it, such as how often you pay overtime, how many breaks you're given, blah, 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 you have to have an agreement in place. That's the contract. And the rule book is called the Memorandum of Understanding. So, even though we look at sports as being something way and above everyone and everything, it is still a job and it is covered by the FLSA laws. So, I am betting a lot of money that the NFL has jumped the gun big time, because being a government employee and being in the county of Los Angeles, I spelt it, if my employer is going to take action against me for a suspension of more than 5 days, there's a rule that they have to follow. It's called the Skelly Rule. And the complex rules, basically, since I have a vested interest ownership right in my position, I have to go through this hearing before they take action, and which I can respond to it. So one of the things is that once you hand out punishment, and first of all, once you provide all the evidence, that's it, the case is closed. Once you present your evidence to the employee and why you're going to take the action, it's done. You can't add more later. And once the employee is going through the punishment, in this case, Ray Rice's suspension, if new evidence has come to light for something that has already been settled on, I've got to believe there is a major labor law violation there. And who else will you get this from? Someone who knows the labor law. And not only that, someone who knows contracts. Ergo, the scorekeeper. And now you are being elucidated this morning. I know you're expecting Matt Alvarez, and yeah, hopefully he'll be joining us soon. But you're going to get schooled when it comes to these issues. Look, I am no Ray Rice fan. The man knocked out his fiance. He hit a woman. He's done. All right? But whatever happened, he is a human being. He went through the system. And whether management was leaning on him or not, look, I see it all the time. I see it all the time. There are some employees that surf the internet all day, and they get written up. There are some employees that surf the internet for 5 minutes, and they're suspended. Depends the employer, depends the department, depends the boss, and quite frankly, it depends on the employee. If you have a troublemaking employee, and this is yet another thing, you're not going to give them a 2 day. You're going to give them 30, because that's what they do. So we had alleged this previously a few weeks ago, that Ray Rice has no history, no nothing, and he did what he did. He owned up to it, said he was sorry. Apparently in the investigation, the meeting, he admitted to it. It was done. And there you are. He got himself 2 days. So now that the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens, have taken action during the suspension over the same act, look, again, look, guys, I'm going to take the stand for what is correct, proper, and legal. And I'm not familiar with the NFL contract, but the fact of the matter is, the people better look in this, and the NFL better not have jumped the gun on this. Because if not, I mean, this probably was a knee-jerk reaction, but you guys can't, once you're being suspended for an act, it's already been done. You can't just come back later and say, oh, we got new evidence now? Hey, you know what? Once you've done it, you cannot come back and revisit and say, oh, well, we found out after the fact you, in fact, did beat the holy living crap out of her. You already gave him a 2 day. And now the Ravens have cut him immediately, and everyone seems to like that. Well, at least the press does. Because then you have the fans from Baltimore that on Thursday night were wearing his jersey in huge numbers. Wow. I'm shocked. Shocked, shocked, shocked. But whatever, this is America, unfortunately. Unfortunately. They can wear whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. Preferably, I wouldn't have done that, but whatever. I mean, these Ray Rice fans were saying, the NFL should not have judged him. The court of law should have. Well, here's the thing, kids. There are rules in the NFL about conduct, and there it is. It's there. So, again, he was already paying for his crime. Judged by the NFL, and coincidentally enough, if the police did in fact have this video, and it shows him knocking out this woman, as we've seen in this video, why was Ray Rice not charged? We're not talking about pushing her and she hits the ground. We're not talking about tripping her, pulling the chair off from under her. He reared back and knocked her out. And the district attorney did not file charges. That's the crime, kids. That is the real crime. Everything else that the NFL is doing, the Baltimore Ravens, hey, whatever. But if you did see my tweet on NBC Sports, oh, no, wait, no, was it on my public tweet? Yeah, it was on my public one. Roger Dean Noriega, my Twitter feed, I sent a message to Ray Rice saying, hey, dude, you better get a labor lawyer. I don't think they can do what they did. And I tweeted this several days ago, long before anyone else did. It shows there on my Twitter account. So, I don't want to belabor this anymore. It is sad. It is done. Why are we talking about this? Because it's a high-profile individual, and it's done. So, thank you, Ray Rice, for being stupid, for being a criminal. You were, dude. You're on video. You belted your woman. It's against the law. You are a criminal. Whether you're convicted or not, doesn't matter. You are a criminal. You are, you can't say a wife beater, but you're a person beater. You're a jerk. Fine. Me thinks you'll get what's coming. For now, I shouldn't say for now, but on the other hand, dude, get a labor lawyer. Me thinks you've been done wrong only because the video became public. And the NFL now, you know, did the wink, wink. It's a dude, hey, you're one of the, like, the top 25 players in the NFL. Can't be afford to, you know, we cannot afford to be without you. But you did what you did, and we have to do what we have to do. Which, if you think about it, I believe in the last year, the NFL has had similar cases of other players that have not been suspended and are playing. They played last week, and they're going to play this week. And they're going through the court system. Ray Rice was never charged. And yet, well, okay, no, I can't say he was never charged. That I cannot say. Just, the charges have been dropped. There is no charge against him right now. And he was suspended. The other guys are going through the system, like Hardy and I forget who else. There's some 75 to 80-some players that have been charged with domestic stuff over the last few years. What has the NFL done? I'll tell you this, Dave, think about this. How many players in Major League Baseball have been charged with domestic abuse? How many NBAers have been charged? NHL, NASCAR, golf, Lord, sorry, I said it. Tennis, rugby, much more violent than football. Hockey is more violent than football. Soccer, volleyball. And my wife just screamed out from the other room saying, hey, cut it out. How many people have been charged with domestic abuse? You would think that it would be statistically in line. If we think about the number of players per team, say there's 45, multiplied by 32. Yeah, I'm kind of lazy right now. I don't think I want to do that. So let's just say 50. 50 times 10, what's that? 500? No. It's 50 times 10. Well, certainly not 50. Yeah, it's 500. So, 1,000. 1,500 players. 80 have been charged. So, roughly 80 goes into 100. That would, and 80 goes into 1,000. That would be 8%. So, it's somewhere between 4 and 6%. Roughly. I'm just doing this. Shouldn't there be a commensurate amount of hockey players charged with domestic abuse? 4 to 6%. Basketball? Is it roid rage? I wonder. I wonder, wonder, wonder. So it is a serious issue, folks, that is going to have to be looked into, and the NFL is not doing this properly. If you're going to suspend a guy for belting a woman with or without video, dude, you're done. It's 6 games. You don't need a video. You have to do the right thing. So, all right, I'm going to drop Ray Rice right now, just like the Baltimore Ravens have, and we're going to move on. It looks like baseball has a situation. amphetamine, baby. Looks like Glenn. Oh, not Glenn David. The hell's his name? The one from Baltimore. Let's see. Who is it? Chris Davis, the first baseman, has been suspended for 25 games for using amphetamine. Now, Buck Showalter, being the manager that he is covering first player by saying, hey, you know what? He made a mistake. He did what he did. Dude, this was not a mistake. Get that out of your vocabulary. It should not be in your lexicon. There's the word of the day. Go ahead and look it up. Go on. It should not be there. It should not be used. Don't tell me there is no clear thinking on this. He did what he did. He took amphetamines. By the way, that's illegal. So 25 days, good, done. Showalter, don't suck up for your player. Don't cover for him. It wasn't a mistake. He did it deliberately. And, Buck, I admire you as a manager. I wish the Yankees still had you as their manager. And I rue the day that Baltimore signs you, because you generally put it to the Yankees when we play against you. Darn. Fine. Buck, he did what he did. It wasn't a mistake. For him, it was a mistake that he got caught. That we know. So, hey, tough dude. You're a drug user. Yes, Chris Davis, Baltimore first baseman, guess what? You're now a drug user. Yeah? So you tested positive. And even more so, it wasn't even for steroids, it was amphetamines. That's not good. That's illegal everywhere. Excuse me a moment, folks. I have to wet the whistle, maybe even take a little quick sip of my Kool-Aid. Yes, the scorekeeper's official drink right now. Well, look, I'm covering for Matt Alvarez, so I have to drink something that's, you know, in the age group. So forgive me one moment. I'm going to go to, well, you know what? I think we're going to play a 30-second commercial. That way you can't hear me slurp in the background. If you do hear me slurp in the background, I apologize. It's hot. I'm doing the program from my bedroom this time. I didn't go out to the office because it's hot. Oh, my, is it hot. So let's go with this one. We'll be right back, folks.
Black is back, and only at Quiznos. It's the Black Angus on Rosemary Parmesan. Quality, thick sliced Black Angus steak topped with melted mozzarella and cheddar. Try it. You're going to like it. Quiznos. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Toasty.
How do you make a tasty sub? There's the Quiznos way, and there's wrong way.
Hello.
Quiznos uses meat sliced fresh daily. Wrong way uses shingle-packed meats in a bag. Quiznos uses bread made especially for toasting. At wrong way. And now, fresh out of the Quiznos oven, is our new peppercorn parmesan turkey with bacon sub. Only $3.49 for a... what the? For a limited time only at Quiznos.
Well, we're back, folks. Thanks for staying on with us. Is Quiznos even still out there? I'm wondering. I don't think they are, but I went to the website right now. I said, hey, if we're going to play a commercial, I have to find out if they're still out there. Yeah, saying join the club and stuff. But Subway generally kick their butt. They're a little too expensive. Yeah, good food. I mean, not for me. I'm taking a shot at Quiznos, but yeah. I like my subs. I don't even like them toasted. I like my subs. I don't go for Quiznos. I do. I think they have good food. It's just not for me. But it's a good commercial anyway. Chris Davis, you're a druggie, dude. Now, Stanton. Oh, my God. Staying with baseball. Stanton getting nailed yesterday. I was watching that just about when it happened live. And Giancarlo Stanton, dude, my thoughts, my prayers, my good vibes, everything are going your way. I've been thrown at in games. I've been hit in the helmet when I was playing high school baseball. And even after that, I've been thrown at. But, let's see, I got hit in the helmet once, and then another one flew over my head, which was pretty crazy. I didn't like them because they were not interleague games, but they were intra-squad games. Oh, man. So this was your teammates playing against each other. I was a freshman. He was a senior. He got nervous. One got away, and, man, he buzzed me up and in. Wow. That was crazy. But I apologize. I'm not trying to make a joke of it or even get emotional over it. But while I am getting emotional for Mr. Stanton, bad, bad news. He got hit in the face, but the good news today is no surgery is going to be required. For those of you that saw the hit, it was bad. There's nothing you could do. You know, you're diving into the pitch. You've made the decision to go in, but then the pitch keeps coming up and up and up and up, and it nailed him in the cheek. I believe there's some dental damage. So, well, that was yesterday when I heard that. Hopefully, since no surgery, I've got to believe that means dental as well. So, you know, I would be absolutely shocked if he returned this year. I look forward to seeing him play in spring training and next year. Stanton, dude, you were the man, you were a star, and I hope this, I don't mean to say this, but I hope this doesn't get into your head. Yeah, I know, that was stupid, knowing you hit him in the head. Hit him in the cheek, but it's pretty bad. Sorry, DDP. Sorry, Nick. Didn't mean to do that. I think all my commercials are food, because I am hungry, too. By the way, just before the program, at 12 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock when it starts over here, but at 12 o'clock, I went out because I had to go and get my three little, I had a lot more than three kitties. But Mama, or the grandma, Luna, has been fixed. She got fixed some months ago, and then Nellie was going to be fixed, but she was not milking, but she was nurturing, you know. I think it was on April 20th when she was going to have something. Or, no, the babies were born on April 20th. When we were over at the vet getting the license and all that stuff taken care of, so it could happen a few weeks after. And while she had just given birth, when we got home, she was in the process. Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy. And so she didn't get snipped. Well, she's going to get snipped in the next few weeks. And two of Luna's girls, Angel and Ayame, which I think means spring in Japanese. Yeah, that's my youngest daughter, Jimo. She names these cats. Oh, Lord. She comes up with all the different names. Apparently, my boy, which we call Rain in Spanish, Lluvia, I think it means like North Star, North Wind or something like that. I don't know. Maybe it means Maple Leaf. I don't know. Suri? No. That's Carlos's girlfriend. Or wife now. Sora. Yeah, there it is. Sora. Japanese for I don't know what. Ayame. He's a boy, so he's not going to be fixed. Ayame is, I guess, spring in Japanese. She's going to get fixed. Angel. Well, that's my older daughter's cat. She's going to get fixed too. And then a month or two after that, we're going to fix the other ones. So, yeah. There we are with that, and it took me about 30, 40 minutes to go run over there, get back in time, and I thought I was going to have to cancel the program, but turns out I didn't have to do that. So I'm very happy, enthralled, and excited that I would cover for Matt on this one. But I know Matt would have a bigger audience, but Matt's not here, so it is what it is. But it's all good. I enjoy listening to Matt's program, so having to cover for him is a thrill, because usually Sonny does that. So I'm glad I was able to make it to this, and we're good with that. So let's go over some of the baseball stuff right now, Mr. Stanton. Going back to Mr. Stanton very quickly, I hope you're going to be able to get past this. I know it looked bad. I was talking to my wife about the fact that Stanton got hit yesterday, and the pitcher, or Fowler, or whatever his name was, after he hit him, I've always said the guy that hits the person, in this case in baseball, it is just as bad on the pitcher as well, because now, and you know he didn't mean to hit him. The last guy he hit was in August of last year. Come on. The guy doesn't hit anyone. You knew instantly he wanted to go to home plate, but for some reason there's that rule that you don't get near. Everyone else can, but you don't get near. So, fine. I've always said it, that the person that does the damage also is the one that suffers. And sure enough, he was so freaking nervous, and the very next batter, bam, he nails him too. And then the teams come out. And it's because of a bad call. I think they called it a swing as well. Oh, boy. Wow. And, yeah, it wasn't a good thing. It was obvious the pitcher wasn't trying to hit him. It was obvious the pitcher wasn't trying to hit the second guy either. You had to measure it. But I actually, you know, when your guy goes down, second one in a row, accident or not, you got to go out there and you got to defend the team. And you got to, I mean, it's like the alarm that goes off. You have to do it. And as bad as it was, or as bad as it is, they had to go out there. So I'm sorry for the pitcher that hit him. And for Mr. Stanton, I hope you're going to be okay. First time you see a 95-mile-an-hour fastball come up and in, yeah, it's going to be a real test of your character there, pal. I hope you're okay. Rest up. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to be able to do. But it looks like we're in the top of the 10th. Yankees at Baltimore, and it's 0-0 in the top of the 10th inning. Let's go ahead and take a quick look in, folks. We're going to see how that game is going right now, and then we're going to give you the scores, the projected schedule for the rest of the day in baseball. I really don't want to see a commercial from the Washington Nationals. It looks like Martin Prado is up, and he's facing Britton from the Orioles, and it looks like that's it. Let's see, how many outs? I don't know. Let's see, Jacob Ellsbury grounds out of the first baseman, Ryan Flattery. Yeah, I guess there's one out. Okay, there's two outs. Is there two outs? Oh, yeah, there's two outs, sorry. And it's, what? First one's called strike and a ball and a foul, and, oh, looks like it's an out. All right, so Robertson is now pitching. We're going to the bottom of the 10th. And Marquez, the heavy-hitting right fielder, number 21, is at bat. First pitch was called a strike. Second pitch, a ball. So it's 1-1. And nobody out in the 9th. So, okay, that was good to get that update. Let's take a look at the rest of the games for today in Major League Baseball. The Yankees are going to be playing a day-night doubleheader, as evidenced by the one that they're playing right now. And, oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Yishmael Alvarez. What up, Matty? Dude. Hey, come on in, dude. Call in. I'm going to go over the rest of the sports stuff right now. So all these games are Eastern time. So the Yankees are going to stay at Baltimore for the second game tonight. Chicago visits Pittsburgh. Miami at Philadelphia. Tampa Bay at Toronto. Cleveland at Detroit. Washington visits the New York Mets. Atlanta is at Texas, and that's at 8:05. At 8:10, Boston versus the Reales of Kansas City. The hated one, Cincinnati at Milwaukee at 8:10 p.m., Colorado at St. Louis. And the free game of the evening is going to be at 9:40 p.m. Eastern time, San Diego, Arizona. So what that means, folks, is if you go to Major League Baseball TV, or just go to Major League Baseball, and on the left where it has all the games, that game is free. You can watch it on the Internet. You don't have to pay for it. You can just check it out. It's kind of fun. You get a free game a day. I've never seen the Yankees free in the last few years, so whatever. Houston at the Los Angeles Angels of Chavez Ravine at 10:05 p.m. At 10:10, Oakland versus Seattle. And Los Dodgers visit the real hated ones at 10:15 p.m. Los Dodgers visit San Francisco. And Minnesota at Chicago White Sox, that game has already been called. So, yeah. What does Matt say? Sup, DDP. He says he's got bad weather. Really? Oh, no. Actually, Nick says he has bad weather. Wow. Tell us what's going on over there, buddy. While you're putting in the chat room, we're going to go over the standings today. And this is counting all the games that are in effect right now. Baltimore is 10 games ahead of the Yankees in the E. Oh, no, Toronto. They're ahead 10 games. The Yankees are in third at 10.5. Tampa Bay 17, and which has been eliminated, and Boston also eliminated from the division title. Or probably eliminated from everything. Yeah, they're eliminated. They might still be in the wild card. I don't know. Are they? Are they in the wild card? I mean, it matters. But we'll take a look at the wild card in a moment. In the Central, Kansas City is half a game ahead of Detroit. Cleveland is 4 back. Chicago White Sox 14.5. And Minnesota at 18.5. They've been eliminated. In the West, The Angels are 91-55. Wow. They've won 8 in a row. They're 8-10 in the last 10 games. Followed by Oakland, 10 back. Seattle, 11.5. Houston, 26 back, have been eliminated. And Texas, 37 back. They've been eliminated. In the East, the National League East, you have Washington, 8.5 over Atlanta. Miami's 12. New York Mets are 13, and the Phillies are 16.5 back. They're all in it, I guess. I guess Philadelphia is one game away from elimination. That's what that is. St. Louis is in the Central, 2.5 back. Ahead of Pittsburgh, 4 ahead of Milwaukee. Happy trails to you. Goodbye, Brewers. Goodbye. Yeah, see ya. And, of course, I mean, there's still time, but get the hell out of here. They're 12 away from elimination. The Reds, can't believe they haven't been eliminated yet. They're 6 games away from being eliminated. They're 10 back. And, of course, the Cubbies. The Cubbies. Oh, my goodness. The Cubbies are 15.5 back. Unbelievable. And over in the West, you have the Dodgers are 83-63. They're 2 ahead of the Giants. So this is far from over, folks. San Diego, well, yeah, that was far from over. San Diego is 15.5 back, 2 away from being eliminated. Arizona is 24. Tied with Colorado, like it matters, they've been eliminated. That's the regular. We're going to take a quick look at the, what are we going to do, the wild card standings, and then I think we're going to bring the man of the hour on in just a moment. He can jump in whenever he likes, if I even give him a chance, right, folks? In the American League, Oakland has the first playoff spot. Detroit has a second, but Seattle is half a game out, followed by Cleveland, 3.5, Toronto, 3.5, and the Yankees, 4 back. And in the National, of course, Washington, St. Louis, and the Dodgers are in the division leadership spot. The wild card, San Francisco in the bag, up by 4. Pittsburgh has the other one. Way to go, Pittsburgh. Milwaukee is 1.5 back. Atlanta, 2. Miami, 5.5. Mets, 6.5. Reds, 7.5. Like it matters. But they're not out of it yet. And let me see. Matt says, get the phone line when you're done running down Major League Baseball. So Matt's already telling me what to do. Now, since no one else is listening, and I don't have an intro for him, I'm going to have to get one. I'm going to borrow one right now, and it's one of the better ones that we have. Here we go, folks. He is the host of this program. He is the man on Friday afternoons. He is the one that runs it all. He is Matt Alvarez.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Oh, yeah. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Matt. How you doing, pal?
Good, man, good. You know, right at the top of the audio clip, I guess, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our NDB Media first ever staff meeting live on the air. But Rogers, right at the top of the audio clip is an audio clip that I have it there titled 2012 intro, but that's okay. I hope Sonny Clark, did you just play Sonny Clark intro? He might sue you for copyright infringement.
No, I did not use the Cuervo intro.
Oh, well, he might sue you for copyright infringement, yeah.
Nah, he's all right. Cuervo's so kicked back and laid back, he's all right. You know, Matt, he's going to be moving back to Southern California, so who knows, when we finally make that trip up north, we might even have Cuervo with us. But since San Francisco, I'm sorry, since Sonny can fly wherever he wants, his wife works for the airlines. Who knows, man? We're all going to have to get together and get down and dirty doing sports.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, wow. What can you believe what has happened this week in sports, Roger?
Oh, my goodness, Matt. Yes. I mean, can I believe it? No. But, wow, it's unbelievable, Matt. Tell me, what do you want to talk about? Because I know, I mean, I've covered a little bit of Ray Rice, a little bit of Davis being suspended, and, of course, Giancarlo Stanton. And then that's when I went into all these standings and stuff. But tell me, what did you want to talk about, Matt?
Well, you didn't cover it yet, but we can go ahead and cover that now. The new challenge play for Major League Baseball, what the heck is up with that?
Oh, my goodness, Matt. folks, you know what happened. This goes way back a few years ago when the San Francisco catcher was taken out. It was done deliberately. We know this. What is the catcher's name, the one for the Giants?
Buster Posey.
Buster Posey. We all know it was deliberate. He wasn't blocking the plate. The runner went into him, broke his leg. There have been some other injuries, and now it all finally led up to Major League Baseball coming up with this challenge at home plate, right, to get this done. So, Matt, tell me, what has – I mean, how do you see it?
I brought that up because I'm referring to Saturday night's game. I watched Saturday's game, and I don't get Fox Sports, so because I had to downgrade my Comcast channels and all that. So, but the game happened to be on local Fox Sports channel. Like, well, cool, it's on right now. I can watch this. And I'm watching the game, and they threw the ball to third base. And for both the third plate umpire and the home plate umpire, that were the only two that had agreed that, well, the Giants are safe. He's safe at third base. So no question about it. He's safe. And then a few seconds later, all the umpires, they said, we need to have a meeting. So they all went to midfield, and I went, oh, no, what the hell is going on now? And the lead umpire, who's the first plate umpire, decides that he's going to go review this at the new, you know, review booth for the new challenge play. I'm like, now I feel like I'm watching the NFL because that's where they got the idea from. And so they went back, and they came back a few seconds later, and He decides to rule against the Giants that he's now out, that he was out at third. I was like, no, he's clearly safe. 24 hours later, the same thing happened to the A's. I don't know if these umpires are blind or maybe they need you to take care of that for them and be in charge of the umpires. or better yet, and we'll touch on the subject in just a little bit. I'll let you into your thoughts about the challenge play. Or you can take Roger Goodell's job.
Oh, my goodness. Yep, I did imply that Roger Goodell really screwed it up, but I was saving that one, Matt. You know what? I guess we'll get to the Roger Goodell in a moment. But look, I only saw one of the review plays, Matt. I did not know the second one. And, yeah, I just don't understand why they're doing that, Matt. This is way out of control. Baseball has had this, I said before this, baseball is played in such a way that there are no do-overs like the NFL. So a lot of plays are what they call bang-bang. They happen, there's the first part, the second part, the third part. And if you overturn one of the calls, it will affect the rest of it, and sure enough, we've already had that happen. So, Matt, I am against instant replay because of the very reason of what you are getting these calls. Fans say that you wanted to get a call to write. Said, well, folks, this is baseball. It's always been this way, and I prefer for it to stay this way because baseball is not any other sport that they're just going to replay it again. And, Matt, the umpires, this replay rule, it's out of control because I understand that you were only supposed to be able to do, like, two challenges. And they're challenging everything. It's out of control.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I was going to ask you since you're on with us. Do you know what the actual rules are for this challenge play? Because as far as I know, all I remember reviewing last year when I did the show that I had told everybody that, well, they're going to start doing challenge plays and this is part of their new thing. But I couldn't find anything on the Internet, nothing on within Major League Baseball's website about this new rule, so it's like everybody's in the dark. Do you know what the new rules are?
Well, for this year, Matt, what was going to happen is you're going to be allowed to challenge two plays before the sixth inning, and if you didn't use any of them, I think you got like, or if you used both of them, you got like one challenge after the sixth inning, and that's the way it was supposed to be. I really don't know if the full challenges have been used. Like, say, Roger Noriega is managing the Astros and Matt's managing the Texas Rangers, and I already challenged one thing in the first inning and then I challenged something in the second. Am I done with the challenges? As for the rules, Yes, I am. I cannot challenge again. So I don't know if teams have used up all their challenges yet, Matt, but that's the way it's supposed to work. You get two and then one after the seventh inning. And also, every home run is reviewed anyway. So that's automatic.
Wow, they're actually reviewing every single home run?
Oh, yeah. Every home run is reviewed to make sure it's a home run. And when you mentioned the challenge thing, I thought you were referring to the decision that Major League Baseball is going to make about sliding into home plate. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either.
I thought they made the decision, but I don't have it right now, so I don't pretend to be able to talk about it. But those are the rules, Matt. You get two challenges before the sixth and one after the seventh. So that's it. And if you go into extra innings, look, if you don't use any of your challenges, I guess you could use 1, 2, 3 in a row in the eighth inning. I guess you can. But that's the way it's supposed to work. But the thing about sliding into home, the catcher's blocking the plate, I don't know. They've made some bad calls with that, Matt, where the runner is coming into the plate and he's like 35 feet away. The catcher receives the ball, he turns, and he blocks the plate. And he tagged the guy out, and the runners have been called out. No collision, no nothing. And then they reviewed it, and because he was blocking the plate, he didn't give the runner a clear lane, the runner was ruled safe.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
Some big news there.
So I don't know about the ruling that was supposed to come down in the past few days. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. I'll see what I can find out. But there you go, Matt. Those are the rules on that. We got something big in baseball. I just don't have it with me right now. But Roger Goodell, man, my tocayo, baby.
maybe we should, if you notice who's in the chat room, maybe we should have coffee take Roger Goodell's job. But I don't think anybody wants Roger Goodell's job. I mean, people are trying to – it's almost like, you know, when they want to kick a president out of office, trying to do that with Roger Goodell. I forgot what that word is that they use for presidency.
criminal? No, impeachment.
Yeah, that's what it is, the impeachment. I'm like, are they?
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're trying to impeach Roger Goodell. I mean, all these women's rights groups are now standing up. Well, he should have known about this, and he should be more vocal. I'm like, dang, everyone needs to take a chill pill just for that.
I think they do need to take a chill pill, Matt, and I'm glad you're on with me right now, because this is the first thing I did talk about, the whole issue of Ray Rice, and I think there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be very mad at me for what I said in the first 10 to 15 minutes. But I do want to say hi to Coffee. It's nice seeing you there in the chat room, pal. I can't wait to see what he has to comment on. But maybe Coffee should be the commissioner of football. Could you imagine? This is a hardcore hockey guy. He doesn't like pussy, doesn't like babies. He just wants the sport played the way it should be. Could you imagine him as NFL commissioner?
Yeah, I could definitely see him as NFL commissioner Coffee. Of course.
Oh, no, well,
the only thing about Coffee is he's going to have to reveal his real name. He won't be able to use Coffee.
Okay. I'm not going to put him on blast or throw him under the bus, but you know who he is, right? Are you friends with him on Facebook?
Yeah, I know. So I'm not going to jeopardize his real identity.
And nor will I, because he's pretty – I mean, dude, he got away with it for so long. I guess, you know what? It works. It works. And I've never revealed it because he's been pretty cool about it, and I think it's great. And there, people still don't know. And I'm not going to tell anyone. I think it's awesome. But,
yeah,
who
I think
knows?
So, too.
Hey, you know what? Maybe he's going to go to, like, wherever he lives. Where is he, in Minnesota or somewhere around there? He's probably going to go to the state office, fill out one of those fictitious business licenses, come up with his Coffee 77, and say, I am now the commissioner of the NFL. I am Coffee 77. You're done. Hey, pussy, get out of here. Probably be your first thing. Stop being a baby. Get out of here. Probably be the first thing you said.
Yeah, maybe it could probably be possible if, you know, he might be able to be anonymous. Because I just got that in my head. I got that picture idea. A picture came into my mind from the very first Transformers movie that they made a few years ago, and the president is never revealed, but then you see, you know, his feet at the edge of the bed, and he's like, oh, can you bring me coffee, please? And you never see his face during the entire movie.
Yeah, we do see the Secretary of Defense a lot, but you're right. We don't see the president. And it's supposed to be George Bush, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of funny. I enjoyed that movie, by the way. But maybe it could be. Maybe Coffee could have the National Football League headquarters move to wherever he lives, and then there you go. Hey, Matt, you called it. I second it. Coffee 77 for NFL commissioner. I'm in.
Yeah, let's get him voted.
All right. Let's come up with the Facebook page. Coffee, are you ready to be commissioner of the National Football League? I guess we'll see.
We'll see
if he comes. He's pretty quiet right now. You know, it's not every time you get blown on air.
Right.
Roger Goodell, yeah. You brought it up, buddy. What are your thoughts on this whole thing with Roger Goodell?
Well, you know, I just think that he should. I mean, because it seems to me like he really doesn't like he seems like he knows what he's talking about, but then when it comes to, well, we just now got wind of this videotape, but everybody, all of our local news stations here in the Bay Area, Roger, they've all said the same thing. I'm sure you've heard the same thing, where they've all said, well, he's really, really close friends. All the NFL, you know, bosses, they're really, really close friends with FBI and policing agencies and stuff like that. How come he claimed that he didn't get his hands on it, TMZ got their hands on that videotape before he did? So there's something a little fishy. He says, well, you know, it's just what happened. I didn't get my hands on that tape until now. So, but everybody says, well, they knew about the videotape back in April. So it's the April, May, June, July, August, September. Almost 6 months. What do you think of that six-month thing between April and now, Roger?
Well, Matt, first of all, Goodell got himself in trouble because he kept saying, well, we asked the police, the police didn't give it. We asked the police, we didn't give it. We asked the police. He kept repeating that over and over. So we now know that the AP story, they heard the voicemail from a New Jersey police officer. I've got to believe it's not the Highway Patrol, but it's the agency that was handling the investigation. And they got tired of Goodell saying, oh, it was the police, the police, the police. And it turns out that it's not. So now, I know you've heard this, that there are other people that were saying that while we were there at the hearing with Ray Rice, and Ray Rice said flat out, I slugged her, I knocked her out. So, you know, Matt, Roger Goodell then said, well, you know, at the hearing, it was kind of ambiguous. He said, really? It was ambiguous? So if it was ambiguous, which you guys need to look up the word, but I'll tell you what ambiguous is. Think of hearing two people talk to each other, and they're sound and static, and you have trouble hearing. It's not clear. That's what ambiguous means. It's not clear. So, Roger Goodell, you suspended Ray Rice for two games because it was not clear? Hold on. You suspended Ray Rice for two games because it was, I'm sorry, unclear?
Yeah. Do you think that with all these things going on with Ray Rice and then most recently one of the 49ers players and all these other, there's like four people that have been arrested for this in the NFL, And they're talking about they want to make this plan for next year to be part of the new rule for next year. Do you think now that with all this backlash and everything going against Roger Goodell, do you think that he'll push for it to actually be one of the big top laws in the NFL for next year?
Well, it already is now, Matt. So next year...
Well, that was fast.
You see, Matt, you thought about it, and it happened. You see, we should be on the executive committee. You come up with it, I say it happens, it's done. Matt, it is. It's a 6-game suspension, automatic, and then the second time, you are gone from the league. That's it.
Yeah, but then he was saying, well, there's a possibility that we will probably welcome back Ray Rice with open arms. And I went, wait a minute. But I thought you swore that the second time would be a lifetime ban, and he's over here talking about, well, we might give him a second chance. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody, in some cases, deserve a second chance, Roger. But I don't know about this. What do you think?
Well, I want to know what you mean by the second chance. So, okay. But to answer you, Matt, I believe everyone does deserve a second chance, except for maybe pedophiles. You're done, dude. I mean, yeah. And there are some others. And I know what you mean, Matt. I do, and I'm not going to argue with you on the second chance stuff. Almost everyone does deserve a second chance. Hell, even a pedophile deserves a second chance, but they can't be anywhere near kids. They can live their life.
Right.
They can go live somewhere in the desert, somewhere in the mountains where they can't be anywhere. But that's it. That's it. For Ray Rice, Matt, you know, you and I don't know where you stand on this, but I think you and I are on the same page. Dude, he knocked her out. When you look at the definition of battery, battery means you touch someone without their permission. Actually, no, just you touch someone. That's the definition of battery here in California. You and I are in the same state. So if you touch someone, make contact with them, that's battery. So, Matt, knowing the definition of battery, if you pat someone in the back, if you slap them, if you hit them in the stomach, you punch them, you kick them, there's no difference in the law, Matt. Battery is battery. So if he slugged her, a crime has been committed.
Yeah.
He got 2 games for that. All of a sudden, now they have video, and now they suspended him again. And I'm going to argue, you guys, you saw it on my Twitter feed a few days ago. I'm shocked that no one has answered me yet, or maybe people think I made a mistake. The NFL gave Ray Rice a 2-game suspension. Matt, why did they give him a 2-game suspension? Why do you think they did? Why did Ray
because
Rice
they,
of the Ray?
Because they didn't think it was as serious as it is now. They just, you know, thought, well, it's something small, and, you know, they tried to push it under the table. We'll just tell everybody that he's going to be suspended for 2 games, and there will be no backlash. And we'll have some small reports on this from reporters, but other than that, we're good. We're in the clear. We're cool because we're the NFL. That's how we work. And then all this
Yeah, and it's interesting. The undertone I'm getting from you is because Ray Rice is one of the top 25 players in the league.
Yeah, that's it too. Because I was just talking with my neighbor about this just a few hours ago about how, you know, all these famous people and even some people that aren't famous have, you know, gotten away with everything. And you know, the last thing that we brought up a few hours ago was the O.J. Simpson thing, where he gets acquitted and he's free to go.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that thing going on when I was in eighth grade. I watched the news conference because back then that was when you were allowed to take cameras into the courtroom, and nowadays they're like, well, we don't know about having a camera inside the courtroom. But, you know, back then it was awesome to see that, and I'm like, and all I remember hearing is the judge saying, well, the jury thinks you're free, you're acquitted of all charges, I say you're free to go, and I went, wait a minute, he just committed murder.
Yeah, and if you're talking about O.J. Simpson, baby, how about that low-speed car chase? Why did he run? Why did he run? I mean, come on. We all know. Oh, and Nick, I'm sorry, DDP. That's Nick, right? He's DDP, right,
yeah.
Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. I got it right when the program started. Nick, yes, Coffey will be the commissioner of the NFL because I lost my race to be Major League Baseball commissioner. So Nick wants to be the president of wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Had to get that one in there. So that's good. So, Matt, we're going to have to make you commissioner or something. But we're going to have to think about that one because we don't want to make you commissioner of golf. And that sucks.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's a good one. But, Matt, going back to the Goodell and stuff, this is something that we were talking about some weeks ago. And for those of you that are listening to the entire program, I'm sorry if I am repeating myself. I do apologize. But look, we had made it clear on our program that because it is Ray Rice and he doesn't have a record, because he quite frankly doesn't, he came clean, he admitted what he did, he's starting treatment, he's doing everything that you should do. Plus, his fiance forgave him. Not only that, they were going to get married, and they did get married, and Ray Rice is doing everything that he has to do. So you know what? I said, okay, Ray Rice, we're going to give you a 2-game suspension. You didn't play very nice. You are a bad boy. But we like you, and you've been a good boy, so we're going to give you a 2-game suspension because we have to. We have to take a stand. We can't let you get away with this. So that's what they did, Matt. They did. Because if we go by the fact that Ray Rice himself said, I told the commissioner that I knocked my fiance out. What was that word? Ambiguous?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Ray Rice said, I knocked her out. Hey, Matt. My cat came over and bit me on the wrist, and I kicked the cat. And I admit it to you, I kicked the cat. Big Dog is saying that's a little ambiguous to me. That's basically what's happening right now.
Wow.
The Big Dog is saying, it's not very clear what happened. I kicked that pussy! Damn. That's what the commissioner is basically saying right now, that, it was ambiguous. So my thing is, Matt, if it wasn't clear, why did he suspend them 2 games? For what? You didn't have a case against him if it wasn't clear what happened. So that's why the NFL... Yeah?
Well, maybe this is one of those things, like I said a little while ago. Maybe it's another one of those hush-hush and we're going to sweep it under the rug and that we're just telling everybody that you're getting a 2-game suspension, but we're not saying why.
That's exactly what it was, Matt. Exactly what it was, and I added to that because it happens to be Ray Rice, one of the better players of the NFL. It's done. Now here's the thing, Matt, and I was talking about this earlier. Oh, okay, hold on. Let's see what Coffey says.
Yeah, you go ahead and read that.
Says, the league is overstepping like always. It's a legal issue, not a league issue. They should not be justifying off the field, has nothing to do with the no fun league issues. Not only should Ray Rice not be suspended, he should have been starting running back for the Baltimore Ravens last night. Thank you, Coffey. Now, you know, Matt, I alluded to the fact that Hardy, he's the 49er guy, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't been suspended by the owners of the 49ers because he's going through the legal system. Okay. Now, remember when we were arguing a few weeks ago about Ben Roethlisberger? He wasn't charged with anything. And what was it, Matt? He got a girl drunk, and he banged her. And he got suspended for that. All right? He had sex with someone.
Yeah.
It wasn't rape. No charges were filed. Nothing. He got suspended. 6 games, I believe it was knocked down to 4. Ray Rice knocked his wife out, and he got 2 games. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is unbelievable. So, one thing that I mentioned on my Twitter feed a while back, well, a few days ago, was Ray Rice and Coffee. Follow with me on this one for a moment. Ray Rice, or the NFL, did its investigation, okay, Matt? And whatever they found out, they said, okay, you've been a bad boy. We have a rule, a morality clause, on how you're supposed to conduct yourself. And under that, you have admitted to knocking your woman out. You put bad press for the NFL. You're making us look bad. You're making your team look bad, and you're making yourself look bad. We can conceivably lose money. So under those rules, we are now suspending you for 2 games. Okay. Ray Rice has begun the suspension for that act. Now the video comes out on Monday, and Ray Rice is not only suspended indefinitely, he has now been cut from the Ravens. Matt, in my job, if my employer is going to suspend me, there are rules that they have to follow. I am a county employee, and there's what you call a Skelly hearing. It's the Skelly rules. If my employer is going to suspend me for more than 5 days or try to fire me, they have to present their evidence or the reason as to why they're going to do so. Then I get a hearing, and then the employer can reduce or keep it. And that's it. Once they present their evidence to me, Matt, that's it. It's done. They cannot change their case. They have, in fact, broken the law if they do that. So, okay.
Yeah.
Let's take it a step further. I am already being suspended, and I've paid my price for lying. Well, then it turns out that my employer finds video that not only was I lying, but I was asleep on the job. They can't come back, Matt, and suspend me again or say, oh, dude, not only were you lying, but you were also asleep on the job. So now, instead of suspending you 5 games, we're going to suspend you 30. And we're going to fire you. They can't do that, man. It's against the law.
Yep.
And the NFL, yeah, the football players are players under the Federal Labor Standards Act. So, I don't know. Matt, Coffee is saying something in the chat room, and he's using bold letters, and he never does that.
Yeah, I see that.
Why don't you announce that? We want to thank Coffee. He has breaking news right now. Matt, why don't you read what he has? This is news right now.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, Coffee said in the chat room that Fox TV station 26 in Houston is reporting Adrian Peterson has been indicted in a child injury case. The story is still developing. Wow, I love breaking news when I'm live on the air. Well, today with Roger. I wonder
true,
what the heck's going on.
Yeah, we want to thank Coffee for that. He brought that to your program right here. Wow. and Nick says it's his station. Now, let me go back real quick, Matt, and say, Coffee says, and in the legal system, Ray Rice's case is already done. The No Fun League is far harsher than what he got in the real world, mostly because Ray's wife isn't safe. Okay. Well, all right. All right, whatever. Way to go, Coffee.
Yeah, Coffee trying to, at the end of that comment, Coffee is headed to an entirely different subject. But it brings up some truth with the way he ended that comment. if you were his wife, would you give him a second chance and say, oh, I love him. I still love him. I'm like, wow, you love him after all that? What if he does it again?
You know, I will never be his wife. Thank you for asking that. I won't, but I think it was a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Good, Matt. But, Matt, all I know is that I've never been in that situation. I pray that I will never be in that situation. My friends know, my family knows, my wife knows. I better say, if I ever lift my hand to my wife, you got to get out. Because if I do it once, it could happen again. But I'll never do that, Matt. I won't do it because it's just not me. So the question is Ray Rice. Apparently, he and his now wife, they were like loves from high school or college, and they've been together for like forever. And she forgave him because it was the first and only time he's done it, if we believe them. And if we're talking about second chance, then she knows him better than anyone else does. A lot of women who aren't in relationships are screaming for her, saying she's stupid, she's dumb, she should get out of there. Well, you know what? You're not in that situation and you don't know. And some people do mess up and then they'll turn it around. She knows him better than anyone else does, whether she's insane or not, as Coffee alleges. So.
Yeah, exactly. And,
you know.
Not to get too personal, Roger, but I know you have a daughter, right?
I have two daughters, yes. My oldest is Ariel, who's 20, and Giselle, Gimo, she's 17, yes.
So you would probably go beat the guy's ass or take a shotgun.
You know, Matt, I don't think I'm any different than any father.
That's true.
Yes, Matt. I'm not going to go all hero on you and do the moral high ground. But, Matt, it's a very touchy subject, but I'll go on record now. I mean, he's never going to do that again. And that's probably all I'm going to say. Because I have more friends, and they're bigger, and they're nastier.
and Big Dog is one of them, right?
Well, the Big Dog is a sick dog right now, but yes, you're so right. But the Big Dog, you know what, Matt? You'd be surprised. The Big Dog is a, I hate to say this. He's a big teddy bear. He's harmless. But
it doesn't seem like that when he's always, making threats to me on the show on Saturdays.
Oh, that's funny. And yes,
playing the Barney song too.
You see, and you're right, Matt. It is the Big Dog. He's the one that's always doing it. Yes, he's always doing it. But Matt, one day, when you become a parent, if you choose to do so, whether you have a boy or a girl, it's going to be the same thing, Matt. You're going to protect your son or you're going to protect your daughter. And when they get older, you're just going to support them. But if someone did something to my daughter, I'm like any other parent. You hurt my child, you hurt me. And I don't believe in this right cheek get slapped, let him slap the other cheek. Oh, hell no, I'm slapping yours. It says you slap mine, I'm going to slap your left. You get my right, I'll get your left. So that might be an incorrect interpretation of the Bible, Matt, but I'm going for it. it says if they slap one cheek, make sure they slap the other. Yeah, I'll slap the other.
Yeah.
It is. Matt, look, these guys have been high school sweethearts or college sweethearts, and they've been together for a long time, and she asked for them not to file. Okay, fine. It's on her now. It is on her. But if you think about it, she's now in complete control of the situation. if he even raises his hand to her, one call to 911 and this man is done.
Yeah, and then reporters will get hold of it again.
He is done in every which way. He is absolutely done. First of all, you probably know this, Matt. If a girl calls on the phone and she calls domestic abuse and she come, you know, and the cops come over and she's got bruises, we're done. The guy's arrested. It's over. You know?
Exactly.
If the girl said, yeah, if the girl says he hit me, that's it. Cops glaze over. Like most of us. Most of us instantly we glaze over. That guy's dead. He's going down because he's a pussy. He had to hit a woman. And you know, we're concentrating about men and women right now. Let me tell you, there are women that beat up on men, too. Because men don't want to hit women, and women know that. So we are being sexist about, well, if I had my girl and that happened, what would I do? So, of course. You know what, Matt? Men, there are... Do you guys remember the Angel picture? Well, you might have been... No, yeah, I think you do. Remember Chuck Finley from the Angels, Matt?
Yeah.
Big, tall lefty. Remember what happened? That his girlfriend was beating him up? Remember that? But he didn't do anything because men don't hit women. And he had to file a restraining order and all. He had to call the police because she was beating him up. It happened.
I believe it.
Yeah. I felt so bad for him because I saw him pitch the first game after all that went down. And it was odd because Chuck is not a small guy. He's like taller than I am. I don't know. He's like 6'1", 6'2", whatever. But he wouldn't hit her back because men don't hit girls or men don't hit women. And I remember the men laughing at Chuck Finley at Anaheim Stadium. It was funny. I just felt so bad for Chuck. And I'll never forget that as to how other men treated Chuck. Sorry for going into that one, but let's see. Coffee says she looks like a gold digger and nothing more. Do you think she's a gold digger, Beth?
I don't know. I think it's just in the best interest for me personally to leave that one up to Coffee. That is his own personal opinion, and this is the Sports Opinion Show, ladies and gentlemen.
That was good, Matt. That was good. Yeah, this is the Sports Opinion Show. No, Matt. If you want to get down to it, anyone who gets married is a gold digger. You know, hey, Coffee, think about that, pal. People who get married, they're gold diggers. Men, because they want someone to clean up after them, to take care of their house, to cook for them, to give them what they want when they want, and they don't have to pay for it. The man's a gold digger. And the woman is a gold digger because she's looking for someone for protection, for being, you know, taking care of her so she doesn't have to work. You know, marriage is the old, old gold digging institution. Coffee. So, and you know, for you to call her a gold digger, I understand she's known him for a very long time. So I wouldn't say that's a gold digger, Matt. She's a gold digger, like, remember Arlen Specter, the guy in California, that crazy guy that had the white hair? Remember he shot Lana Lane or Lana Johnson? Remember he had the gun? And remember him? That guy's crazy, dude. And he looked crazy. I actually met him outside the Criminal Justice Building in Los Angeles. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I was walking into the building, and he was walking up, and he had his dark glasses on, and he had that 21-year-old hot babe on his arm, and he was coming in with his attorneys or whatever, and I was out there, and he was coming up on the steps right next to us, and I looked at him, and I didn't say, hey, you're Arlen Specter. But I looked at him and I knew who it was, and I saw the way he was dressed. I'm like, oh my God, dude, this is crazy. And he eventually, you know, was found guilty because he liked to scare girls with loaded shotguns or loaded pistols, and he fired and he killed her. And now he's suffering. So, you know, so be it.
Yeah, I know. Not to get off the sports subject. I know this is a sports show, ladies and gentlemen. But not to get off the subject, but Roger, did you hear what happened in Novato this week?
No.
About they're calling it the crazy cop killer. He happened to be dressed. He was dressed in burglar clothes, hiding behind some bushes 2 weeks ago, and he just beat the crap out of a woman with the baseball bat, and they find out he's a cop. And so they're like, we need your badge, your uniform, everything. You're done. I'm like, why
yeah,
did he do
I didn't
that?
Know about that. I'm going to have to look that up. No, I didn't know about that. This guy was doing it off duty?
Yes. Novato,
wow.
California.
Jeez. I'm going to have to look into that. Yeah. Yeah, literally, not to get off topic, right? It does have... Matt, you know what? Everyone does a great job here on NDB Media of staying on topic, but when Scorekeeper's here, dude, we just go all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's what we do. So let's see. Coffee says, read what I put above that, Roger. She is a gold digger. Let me see. He says, Ray knocked the hell out of her, then they got married a couple of days later. Yeah, okay. Ray's insane wife wrote a letter to the judge asking the judge not to give him probation. In fact, the incident doesn't even go on his record because of her. Huh. Is she a gold digger? I'm going to leave it to you, Coffee. You know what? I understand what you're saying, and I'm not going to argue what you're saying. I rarely ever argue with you, Coffee, because I'm the one I'm not crazy to. Because I don't want to. No, honestly... I think Coffee knows this. I read and I listen to what he says, and I don't comment because I leave it to everyone else to get in the fight with us. I don't want to. But, you know, Coffee, I agree. Oftentimes I'm not going to say right, because, you know, if I say right, he's going to lord it over me, Matt. If I say Coffee's right, I'm screwed forever.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to do that.
Wow.
Yeah, forgive me, folks. I was taking some Hawaiian punch. But tell us, Matt, what happened? How the installation go? Is everything okay? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. I mean, at first I was like, man, because I had to get a new Dow tower because the other tower that I had, I can't burn CDs anymore on it, and then it started getting a bunch of viruses, and I was like, dang, what the heck is going on? So I bought this new one, and the new one, I guess the new ones don't have telephone ports on it, because I'm still on, I got that AT&T thing, so that's for my house phone, for my internet, and the guy, he came over, it only took like 3 seconds, so I explained to him what was going on, but my house phone didn't work, and I have no internet, and he's like, oh, let me see it. You know, so he checked it out, and he's like, okay, check out your phone, call yourself, use your cell phone. So I called my house phone, and it was good. And then the internet's still not working. And he went back, and he punched in a code off the modem, and he set me up, so I'm good. So I was like, wow, that didn't take long. And because when I called them last night, you know how they always charge these high fees, and they said, if it ends up being your fault with your technology from your computer, we're going to have to charge you $99. So they said, well, make sure you tell the technician about that. And he's like, I don't worry about it. I'm not going to report it. I go, okay. If he gets fired for not reporting it, then that's on him. So.
No, it's okay. You know what? Hey, it worked out. It was an AT&T thing. Good. I mean, I'm sorry you were out of internet, but hey, how's your computer? Doing good?
Good. I got Windows 8 now on this new tower. This is going to be good.
Wow, way to go, man.
After the show, I need to check out these features. I've never experienced Windows 8 before, so.
Wow, good for you. I have, I mean, I've seen other people with Windows 8, but I don't. None of my computers have it. My laptop, which I'm using right now, I think is Windows. I don't think it's Vista. Oh, you know what? It might be Vista. And the one that I'm using as my primary, I think that one has Windows, the one after Vista, and I guess Windows 7. And I think that's what most of my computers are right now. So you've got Windows 8. Woo-hoo! Way to go, Matt. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. That is cool. I'd like to hear how that goes. But all right, I know I'm taking
a lot
of time from
back.
Your program.
What did you say?
I know I'm taking a lot of time from your program. I'm sure you have some wrestling news and some other stuff you want to talk about.
Yeah, I do. I mean, hey, this past Monday night, well, first let's get to the chat room because Coffee just broke out some more news about, you know, Adrian Peterson. The Associated Press incident is a discipline incident just posted from one of the Twin Cities news anchors that Coffee put in the chat room. Thank you, Coffee, for that, as always. Reports now coming in for that the incident seems that Adrian Peterson used a switch on a child. You can't do that no more. Not even here in California. They'll throw you right in jail.
When he used a what of a child?
A switch. He probably did what my mom did to my brother, because my brother, when we were kids, there was one incident at the house. I think my brother was like 4 or 5 years old, and he was doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing, and my mom's like, that's it, I've had enough. Go outside and go get a small switch off the tree. Break one off our tree, and you come back, and I need to whip your butt with it. And he thought she was playing. I said, Mom's not playing. Go out there and go do it right now. So she made him go out there and get a bigger one, and she hit him with it. His butt was black and blue the next day, and you just can't do that crap anymore nowadays. I mean, even if you flick your child on the arm or something, Roger, I saw that. Why did you do that to your daughter? You can't put your hands on a child like that. You're under arrest. Turn around, put your hand behind your back. That's what they do nowadays. They throw you in jail, or like even a few years ago, my brothers, they both showed up to school with, it was like 95 or 96 when they showed up to school with bruises on their arms, but that was because we all got shot. Of course, my body for some reason tendedly heals faster than theirs for some reason. Maybe it's because we have, our real dads are both different. None of us kids have the same dad. So they got pulled out of their classroom by police officers, and I was in second period in junior high in seventh grade, and these officers came in, and they go, well, they told the teacher, and the teacher says, Matt, you need to go with these officers, and everyone's like, ooh, Matt. I'm like, oh, shut up, be quiet. And they go, is your mom abusing you? And I'm like, what? Excuse me, you pulled me out of class for this? They go, yeah, your brothers have significant injuries on their arms, and we might have to call CPS. I'm like, really? All they did was get a bunch of shots. My mom had to show a bunch of proof and all that. That's what we did the day before. I'm like, wow. So now even if you barely, like even if you were to shove your child, you're under arrest. That's the way, at least that's the way it worked here in California, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to argue with you on that, Matt. You can't discipline your children. I mean, it's not like the old days when you can beat the crap out of them, everything will be okay. And
you can't even hit them.
I know.
You can't even hit. Yeah, you can't even hit them with the belt anymore. You go to jail for that too.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that is a crime, and rightfully so, because a lot of people don't know what it is. Look, Matt, if you ask my brother and two sisters, they'll tell you that I am the way I am because I never got belted. I never did. I was the youngest, and they all say that they got whipped. They got hit, but they resented the fact that I never got hit. So I never did anything to deserve it. They say, oh, sure. So I didn't. I wasn't a troublemaker. But the reality is, I mean, I really wasn't, Matt. I was too much into reading and playing Star Wars in the backyard. Yeah, I admit it. There you go, Coffee. There you go. I admit it. I played Star Wars in the backyard. My property, Matt, where we used to live in Commerce, was 50 feet wide by 200 feet. I had a backyard, Matt, that It had a lousy drainage system, so whenever it rained, there were parts that were, like, flooded, and there were, like, little hills and stuff. I mean, little hills for action figures. So it was like Dagobah when it rained. I mean, it was awesome. So, yeah, not to get off topic, coffee. I played Star Wars growing up, okay? Because, you know, coffee makes fun of the fact that I like Star Trek. He always makes fun of me. He's mean. But anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was getting emotional there. I apologize. And why I said that, I don't know. I lost. But, yeah, you know, I never got in trouble, Matt. I was always in the backyard. My father, who did a lot of construction stuff, we always had extra material in the house, whether it be cardboard, tape, cinder block, red bricks. So what I would do is I would build stuff in the back. I had toys, and I made my own. If I didn't make them out of cardboard, I just built them out of bricks and stuff. So, yeah, I had a big playground, so I never got in trouble. So
wow, I guess you were one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, you know, I never really left. I never left the house. I was always in the backyard playing. So, sorry. Sorry, coffee. Oh, here we go. I like all the actors from Star Trek. I just like nothing about Star Trek. Yeah, whatever. Wait a minute. I didn't call you an a-hole, coffee. Oh,
yeah,
dude,
I saw that.
Nobody called
you an a-hole. I don't know where you're getting that from,
no,
coffee. Wow.
Oh, I know why. Because I was getting emotional when I said, you always make fun of
okay. Oh, yeah, that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Coffee, I appreciate that you put that in the chat room, but, dude, I can copy and paste. I can put that on my phone. Dude, I'll put that on my phone. Oh, my God. Matt, I got to take a picture of this. This is bitching. Oh, my God, here we go. Yeah, here we go. Let's see. Coffee 77. There it is. Yep. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Quick. It's done.
That's going to be posted everywhere now. Coffee will be even more famous.
Well, you know what? I think I might put it on my Facebook page as the background.
Oh. Wow.
It won't be my profile, but it'll be the backdrop page.
What do you think about that, Coffee?
Oh, and you know what? I can edit this picture so I can just get the little image that I need. I'm doing this on the phone right now. This is funny.
Oh, Coffee said, Coffee said, go ahead and do it. Coffee doesn't care.
Yeah, oh, by the way, Coffee, thanks for the permission. Yeah.
After you already took the picture.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Let me see. Here we go. Coffee 77. There we go. And you know what? I got the image down to just where it says Coffee 77. Yes, I'm an a-hole. Let's see. Here we go. Cancel, crop, save. This is beautiful. Okay, it's done. The image has been saved, and it's all been cropped, and it just says, I'm an eagle. That was fun. That was juicy.
I'll check that out after the show, now that I've got my new computer tower going, and my old computer monitor running good. It runs together because it's a Dell also, so not that it matters. I mean, I've seen my old employer when I was working at the time. He had a Dell monitor, but a different tower and a totally different printer. He had an HP that went with it. But, you know, I guess you can do that.
Let me see. Coffee says, I'm flat out telling you I'm an asshole. I take great pride in it. Do that. Well, again, thank you. Oh, my God. That's funny. It's rare when that happens. I've taken pictures of other stuff that they've written in the chat room. You guys got to be careful what you write in the chat room. But anyway, so Adrian Peterson, wow. So Matt, you're telling me it's a switch where you get it off like a tree. It's a piece of tree, and then your parents use it to give you a good swat.
I mean, that's the word that we used in the 80s. That's the word that all of us 80s kids called it. We're like, oh, mom's going to get the switch. But that can also be the terminology for a belt or the parent's hand or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what that is, why they are. Well, Coffee said, well, they're calling it what I call it, a small branch, a switch. Same thing. It's the 80s terminology that all of us 80s kids were using. So I guess that's what he used on the child.
Wow.
So, wow.
Yeah, say what you will. This is pretty big. So, Matt, I guess now he is going to be a Dallas Cowboy. Did you hear about that a few weeks ago? That the owner, Jerry Jones. Yeah. So guess what? Dez Bryant beats his mom. Adrian Peterson beats his kid. Hey, I can see those guys as teammates.
You heard it from Roger here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Yeah, I can see that, folks. I think it's a done deal. Adrian Peterson is going to be there. And if Jerry Jones beats the rap of this lawsuit, I guess Dez Bryant beats his mama, Adrian Peterson beats his kid, and Jerry Jones beats the hoe. There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, Roger asked if I had any wrestling news. I do have some here. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. I know DDP loves this part of the show, even though we're doing it an hour later, but that's okay. Like, you know how it is. You know my new rule for this year, ever since New Year's came around, ladies and gentlemen, my new rule for this year was, if we don't finish everything today, that's okay. There's always next week. Roger will tell you, I'm here every Friday.
Oh, yes. Matt is always here every Friday, and the only time that he's off is when he takes a trip once a year where he goes south. I guess it's a camping trip, right?
No, we only go to Watsonville. That's in June.
Okay, yeah,
but,
it's that one time.
Yeah, but like I said on the anniversary show, when Couch Potato had to take over during the middle of November, that was for something different. That was for, because everybody had asked me, you know, the mom's side of the family is having a huge family reunion. We've never met these people. Would you like to go? And I'm like, yeah, I better go. I've never met these people before. So that was down in Bakersfield. That was when you guys all took over, middle of November.
Yeah, it's fun when somebody likes to do that. But when you told me last night about this, I was like, oh, no. I'm actually available for one. Because this is now my off day. You know, a few years ago, Matt, every other Friday I was off. But now that I'm on this schedule, I'm off every Friday. So I'm usually having appointments for the family doctor's appointments or financial whatever. But when you told me last night, I'm like, oh, no, I'm clear. So the next week, I already have like 3 appointments. So I'm glad I was able to be here for today. But wrestling news, what's going on, man? I mean, poor Nick, he's had to listen to me for over an hour and a half. Poor guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know, Tuesday night, or if you don't know, this past Tuesday, Funaki, that's DDP's favorite Japanese wrestler, and SoCal Val, DDP's future wife, maybe not, I think she's married now. I'll follow for you with that, DDP. We're at this past Tuesday night's NXT TakeOver event. They were not on the card. They were just in the crowd. And if you saw NXT is starting to, I like it now. It's starting to look a little bit more like the independent wrestling promotion. It doesn't have that WWE feel to it, even though it's under the WWE name, but whatever. And well, his match Tuesday night at NXT was labeled as his debut match. Baron Corbin has been in NXT before. However, now he's going to get a push now because they want him to have a fresh start and with a brand new name. They always seem to do this. This is just WWE for you. And, of course, WWE is now selling Tyler Breeze cell phone cases along with T-shirts for it, the Lucha Dragons and the Vula Villains brand. I don't know why they're endorsing that, but maybe that's their way of bringing them into the fold. And NXT will tape TV well, they taped it last night, actually, at Full Sail University, and Kenta will make its in-ring debut. There will also be a tag match of Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy versus Sylvester DeFort, not Sylvester the Pussycat, and Marcus Lewis. Oh, yeah, my boy who wrestles here in Northern California. Marcus, you're going to NXT. Oh, man, that's cool. But if he does end up going to WWE, I'll miss him, man. I just saw him Saturday at our last APW show that we did. Wow, that's crazy. But, yeah, that is all the real news I have, because I didn't think I was going to make it onto the show today, but I did. So, Roger, did you run down any of the upcoming NFL games for this Sunday?
No, as a matter of fact, Matt, I have not done so yet, so we can go ahead and do that. Why don't you use your super high-fast computer, get to the NFL stuff, and I'll do the same thing, because Coffee's got some more stuff, and I was going to read this now. Statement from the Vikings regarding the Adrian Peterson issue. The Vikings are in the process of gathering information regarding the legal situation involving Adrian Peterson. At this time, we will defer further questions to Adrian's attorney. Oh, I want to call the commissioner's office and say, so what? What are you going to suspend him for now? There's no video. So let's see, two games without a video, forever with a video, and it's a child. So I don't know where the balancing line is. Is that like 36 games? What's it going to be, Commissioner Goodell? Now, Coffee also says, oh, and I also put a link in the chat room, guys, for the CBS Sports comment or article on it. Coffee says, rumors continue in England about the possible return to the Premier League for Cristiano Ronaldo. That is, wow, okay, that's big. The player of the contract with Real Madrid until 2018 has been tempted, according to the Daily Express, with 18 million euros a year by the Manchester unit. Also, folks, if you guys know or don't know about this, there is a little issue going on with Cristiano Ronaldo because of a teammate that was signed with him. And if I'm not mistaken, and I know Coffee will correct me, but he is very unhappy about the signing. And who knows? This deal might come down because it is Cristiano Ronaldo who's not very happy. Or, no, wait a minute. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, it had to do with Cristiano Ronaldo, but I know Coffee knows, and we'll clarify this in a moment. Zeke is in the chat room.
Oh, my God, Zeke. Wow, what's up, Zeke?
Yeah, Zeke's in the chat room. So, is Ronaldo ever happy, Roger? No, I don't think so. That's funny. You're right, Coffee. I don't think he ever is happy. But, all right, if you're ready to go, we can start going over some of the NFL stuff. Because, no, I did not cover it. We know that, Baltimore won yesterday by a lot.
Yeah, I saw the game last night. I was shocked. Do you think it was an issue with the Packers' special teams or with their defense? Because they got 16 points, but they got beat by 36 from the Seahawks.
You know what? I didn't see that one. The one that I saw was Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Ah. Who won that game?
Okay, it was Baltimore.
I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking about the Monday night game?
No, the Thursday night. No, wait a minute. Why didn't NFL.com send me here?
Well, I don't know. They're
stupid. That's from September 4th.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, change the city. No, it was actually Baltimore versus Pittsburgh. And the thing was, for those of you that were watching, the game was tied 10, or I'm sorry, it wasn't tied, but it was 10-3 at halftime. Baltimore just took over the game after that. So, wow. It was no doubt the first half was a typical Baltimore-Pittsburgh game because they played point for point. And then Baltimore just opened it up in the second half, scored 16 points. Pittsburgh only scored 3 on a field goal. Yeah, wow. Baltimore really put it to them. And then all the games coming up are Sunday. So did you see that one game, the Pittsburgh-Baltimore one?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what were your thoughts on it? Because I didn't see the entire game. I only saw up to halftime.
Oh, you mean the Steelers-Ravens game? Yeah. It was pretty wild, pretty crazy that the Ravens, I mean, they're allowed to find ways to score in any means possible. I mean, they're just getting in there with their defense, and all these teams are using their defense on a high priority level, and that's how the Ravens beat the Steelers 26-6. Wow. That's crazy night. And of course, yesterday, they did a long intro because it was September 11th and everything. So, but yeah, they got right into the game, and it, at times it did look pretty close. But then when the second half came, I knew that, well, this is it for the Steelers. They're done. So, and that's what happened. 26-6 is the final score. So, what do you think is going to happen this Sunday and Monday?
Well, I really gave up on some of the prognosticating stuff, Matt, because I am a football fan. I never pretended to be an expert at it. But I'm telling you, the game that I think everyone's going to want to watch, it's going to have to be first of all, if you guys want to see a blowout, the Sunday afternoon game, Houston at Oakland, unfortunately. I love Oakland. I love me a lot of Oakland, but I just don't see them doing it against Houston. Houston looks to be a very tough team, especially when it comes to Oakland. It's like it's their personal punching bag. That's going to – unfortunately, I'm looking at a blowout right there. But if you want a good game, I think the Monday night game is going to really be good. Chicago at San Francisco. You got a chance for a lot of scoring in that game, Matt. That's my pick of the week for being probably one of the more exciting games.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I can't wait for Sunday. Miami is playing the Bills this Sunday. That's going to be another crazy one in itself. I mean, I saw the Miami game from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, man, I mean, that game went into overtime. I love it when a game goes into overtime.
Yeah. I did like the sudden death rules that they had in overtime, but when they changed it where if you don't score a touchdown the first time around, you get a chance to it's on the first drive. If you score a touchdown if you score a field goal on your first drive, the other team still gets to play, but I think it's if you get a touchdown, the game is still over in overtime. But anyway, did you guys hear about the news with Buffalo? Now, this is as of last night, folks. It looks like the team that owns the Buffalo Sabres, I forget the name of the family because we've been reporting on this on a regular basis. Apparently, there is a tentative agreement to purchase the Buffalo Bills. Matt, can you guess for how much? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. How much?
$1.4 billion for the Buffalo Bills.
What? That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And look at where they play. They play in Buffalo. They play in Buffalo. Look at their stadium. Look at everything. It's like unbelievable. If the Bills are going for $1.4 billion, that means the Raiders are worth $2 billion. The Cowboys are probably worth $3.5 billion. And the Patriots could be worth somewhere close to, probably $3 to $3.5 billion. Can you imagine that, Matt? Seriously? The Bills, $1.4 billion. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Roger, can you take over for a few minutes? I got to go see what's going on with my door.
But, of course, folks, while Matt goes to beat off his stalker, we're going to go ahead and continue with the program right here, and Matt will be joining us in just a moment. In other games, of course, as Matt did talk about, Miami at Buffalo, all times are Eastern. It's at 1 o'clock. All games are on Sunday, except the one Monday night game. It's Detroit at Carolina, Atlanta at Cincinnati, New Orleans at Cleveland, New England at Minnesota, Arizona visits the New York Giants, Dallas at Tennessee, Jacksonville at Washington, now there's a pathetic waste of time, Seattle at San Diego, that game's at 4:05. St. Louis at Tampa Bay, 4:05. Kansas City at Denver. Hey, there might be one that will be worth your time there. It's also at 4:25. The Jets visit Green Bay, 4:25. Houston, the butt whipping that we're predicting against Oakland, at 4:25. Ah, my screen just went. Chicago at San Francisco is at 9:30 Eastern time. And then finally, you have Philadelphia at Indianapolis. That game is at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific.
All right, I'm back.
All right, Matt, did you beat him up?
No. My neighbor was nice enough to, I guess he went across the street because we have grocery outlet right across the street. He was nice enough to give me a pack of my favorite gum, Wrigley Spearmint.
Yeah. Coffee, going back to what you said earlier, or the question is Ray Rice is, well, it's not necessarily a question, but Ray Rice is suspended indefinitely for smacking a woman. Why did Big Ben get suspended for life for rape? Well, again, no charges were filed in that case for Ben Roethlisberger. And yet, he did get suspended 6 games, which was dropped down to 4. That's been my contention. There were no charges filed. None. And he got suspended 6 games. Ray Rice belted his woman and got 2 games. Wow. So, again, Coffee. But for those of you that know this or don't know, Matt, when he joined us, he said that there were 4 other guys that have been charged recently. Matt, over the last year, there are, and again, Nick's probably saying, oh, dude, I already heard this. There have been between 70 and 80 NFL players charged in domestic issues. Holy crap, man.
Wow.
And then, it's a lot. And I did the math quickly. I just said, okay, let's pretend there's 50 players per team. So 50 times 10, that's 500, times 20, that's 1,000, times 30, that's 1,500 players. And there's 80 that have been charged. So do the math real quick. That's anywhere between 4 and 8% of the league. What about the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball? Hockey? I said the NHL. What about rugby? How about volleyball? My wife yells at me whenever I say volleyball. What about golf? Rugby. Cricket? Tennis?
Cricket.
Soccer? Or football? Hi-a-lai. There you go. How about hi-a-lai? What is the percentage of hi-a-lai players that are involved in domestic issues? Matt. 4 to 8% of the NFL population are involved in domestic abuse cases. Holy crap.
That's a lot.
That's bad. That is a
That's
lot.
That's very bad.
And Coffee, going back to the Roethlisberger thing and the Ray Rice, Hardy with the 49ers, the owner's not doing anything. They're letting the legal system take care of it.
Yep.
Here we go. My wife's going to say something about volleyball. See, Maggie?
No,
something's pretty evil. Sorry for speaking in Spanish, folks. I think my wife's like, aren't you finished yet? I'm like, well, she's better than anyone else. You know how long I take, damn it.
Just tell her you
there
got
you
10
go.
More minutes.
Como dice Matt, 10 minutos más. Oh, okay. Matt's asking a question in the chat room. Says, Matt, I know about Hood Slam, the Great Bomb podcast. One of their guys there, Dan Rickert, a huge wrestling fan, and apparently goes to just about every wrestling event in the San Fran, Oakland area. Ooh.
Oh, you're friends with him. Okay, well, I'll have to look him up. I didn't know that he goes. I didn't even know he was a wrestling fan. Oh, that's how you. Okay, so he probably posts up all the video, because he does post up all the videos from Hood Slam. Yeah. So Just to let you know,
so
Roger, that if you...
Hood Slam
Roger is a wrestling promotion in Oakland, California. They take over the old Oakland, California Metro Opera House every first Friday of the month, but it's not one where you're supposed to bring your kids to. It's totally TVMA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I see Dan Rickard writes for GiantBomb.com, ACB's own video game site. Oh, well, that's right, video games, of course. Dan, you know, Coffee, you should do a program on video games, but, you know, he'll never go on air. He just, nope. You know, he blows me
yeah,
out.
Well,
we
will never know Coffee's voice. We don't know his... Well, is that even Coffee's real picture? I guess we'll never know.
Well, I think his profile ones are the real. But I never thought about that. But anyway, and it's so cool because when Coffee makes friends with you on Facebook, never tells you and never makes the connection, but you just got to read and read and read. And I remember the time it dawned on me. He posted something on Facebook. It was a comment about ICE. And it, hey, dude, you remind me. And then I thought about it. I'm like, son of a biscuit.
And then you made two and two together, right?
Yeah. And I'm not sure if I sent him an online message through Facebook, but you called me. Or I acknowledged it on air. And he was in the chat room on Sports Talk with the guys, and no one else was there. And I was like, they know who you are. It was funny. But,
I know who you are.
But even then I said, you have gotten away so long with people not knowing. I'm not going to be the one to ruin it. Hell no.
Coffee. Hold on, Roger. Time out. Coffee. I already told you. Xbox, that's not just a no in my book. That's a, oh, hell no, I'm never getting an Xbox. I love my PS3.
Oh, yeah.
Xbox sucks. That's just my view on things.
Wow. Coffee just says right now, get an Xbox, plays games with me. You can hear my voice. Uh-oh. So if you want to,
I know, it's a little
voice,
tempting, but...
What? A little tempting? It's a little tempting? Oh, there goes the PS4, baby. Well, we're a PS3 family also, Matt. So are you online, Matt? Do you play Call of Duty and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter plays the Call of Duty stuff. I'll have to see if I can get her online ID. And we guys go to Minnesota and go and blow up the place where Coffee lives.
Coffee, I didn't say that. You should know by now. But the difference between my voice and Roger's voice. Coffee says, I play MLB The Show, and I broadcast my baseball games through my Xbox.
Oh, no, that's a Zeke.
Oh, that was Zeke. That was Zeke that said that. My bad. Wow, Zeke from broadcast. Zeke is his own broadcaster for Xbox. That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. We are a PS3 family right now. We might get the PS4 next year, but for right now, we're just. I know my wife wants the Xbox, and she's just smiling, looking at me right now. She's like, "If you come over to ask me a question, I will kill you." She's just nodding her head right now. I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago. She came into Sports Talk with the guys, and she said hi to everyone. It was kind of cool. It was kind of neat.
I heard that. I heard that a few weeks ago.
You were there, all that. Yeah.
I was there. Was cool. I was in the chat room. I was like, wow. And nobody
that was,
did that. Not to. I don't think it's necessarily your fault, or I think it's. Well, I don't know. Because it's always you and then the big dog. He mostly does the talking. And then Dream comes in, and then you put Nick on the line. And then half the time, nobody really acknowledges my comments in the chat room. I'm just like, oh, okay. Because I was like, I said in the chat room a few weeks ago on Sports Talk with the guys, I was like, that is nice of Roger's wife to come in and check on him and say good morning to all of us. But nobody acknowledged my comment about, you know, how nice she was to say good morning to all of us. So I was like, okay, whatever. Nobody, what am I, invisible in the chat room? I'm out of here.
Matt me está diciendo ahorita que se siente mal porque él te dio las gracias por venir a decir hola ese sábado hace una semana.
She has a big old smile on her face. She's like, yeah. She's like, okay, cool. Because, yeah, we didn't thank you on air. You're right, Matt. I'm sorry. Holy Matt. Yeah, I just said it. We are down to just a few minutes, Matt. First of all, I want
to... Yeah, we are. Coming down to the wire here. Wow.
Beauty. Yeah. Oh, man, someone just came in the chat room and then went out. So someone did make the call, but they're out of the studio. So I do apologize, folks. I went to check the studio right now, and they were in for a moment, and then they were gone. So if you guys are listening, you want to call back in, go ahead and do so. But we're down to just a few minutes. Wow, Matt, thanks for the opportunity, pal. It was a lot of fun. I know everyone who's going to be listening, they're going to be disappointed. They're going to hear my voice and say, aw, dude, I'm out. Sorry.
Well, not to fear, ladies and gentlemen. I, of course, personally will be back next week. And we're going to, you know, just roll with it and see what happens next week. You know? I don't know if where we're going or what we're going to do, but there's always something to do right here on the Sports Opinion Show. There's a spot for everybody, even for Roger Nobrega. I don't think I ever say that correctly, though.
I think I pronounced it wrong. Hey, don't worry about it. I think it's just so funny when you do, because you're one of the only ones that actually tries to say it. Does Nick call into your program, Matt? Does he?
No, he just lets it. You know, I just let him slide like that. He always does that at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, it is Nick who's listening in. So, hola, Nick. I'm glad that you're doing so. We're down to 2 minutes, folks. Again, I want to thank Matt Alvarez for allowing me the opportunity to screw up his program. It's always a thrill. It's quite easy for me to do so. Anytime I take over for someone, hey, your program's dead from here on out. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, well, thank you, Roger, for stepping in and taking over today. Oh, that was awesome. Now, if you would please, right on the top of the audio clip, it says 2012 intro. That is, well, that's just the music intro that I use, but, you know, so I'll let Roger go ahead and do that. He'll be hitting that in a second. Ladies and gentlemen, take care, and you will hear me opening the show next Friday. All right, Coffee, I'll deal with you on Facebook later. But, yeah, take care, and we'll see you all next week. Same time, same place, same Matt Alvarez channel. You know, I stole that from WWE. Take care, everyone. Roger's going to hit the outro for us. Peace. I'm out.
Heading to the top rope, and he's in it. Frog splash. Come on. Get it. He's doing it. Two. Yes. It's champion.
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it, because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake? What? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, and please don't edit this out, I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves, and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.